Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are virtual here in Alpharetta. We're not in our normal spot inside Renaissance Bank, but we're looking forward to being back, hopefully sometime soon. In the meantime, if you've got a need for personal experience with your banker and your business, and you're not getting that, if you've got the 1-800 number treatment, then I've got a solution for you, and it involves going to renaissancebank.com, finding your nearest office. They've got 200 across the South ready to serve you. Find your nearest office, call them, make an appointment, which is what you need to have right now. But they're happy to see you in their office. You just need to call ahead, and they'll be happy to sit down and talk with you. And actually, they'll answer the phone, which is kind of nice in this age of phone trees. So go to renaissancebank.com and check them out. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Bailey Cooper and Roderick Ricks, and they are with the MP Group. Bailey, Roderick, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to both of you. So the MP Group, talk a little bit about what you're all about, how you serve the market out there. How are you helping folks?
Go ahead, Rod. I'll expound a little bit after you.
Excellent, excellent. Definitely appreciate that. Well, here at the MP Group, we help businesses with their merchant services, or better known as credit card processing. We are an independent business here in Acworth, Georgia, but we have a nationwide reach. What we focus on is finding the solutions for business owners who are taking electronic payments. Instead of sticking them into a square box, we try to find out if you need tabletop terminals, full POS systems, even integrations into websites and software. So that's how we're helping businesses.
Cool. Yeah, and I'm Bailey Cooper. Roderick is a little bit modest. He's our sales manager. Roderick does a great job of lending himself as a resource to our business clients to help them close deals, kind of whatever in whatever capacity, and helping us a lot with sales. More of what I do, it started out about 4 years ago learning the merchant services game. Once I kind of got my foot in the door in the industry, I really transitioned more to the technology. And now what I do a lot on the day-to-day basis is helping software clients, helping e-commerce clients, people that are very technology heavy, whether that be a software solution or a website, I'm making sure that we integrate payments with those people as well.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that because that strikes me as something that's a distinguishing feature of what you offer. But let's talk about the credit card processing business. I mean, what are the dynamics going on in that industry right now that businesses that take credit cards need to pay attention to?
One of those things is that we've seen is contactless payments. There's a lot of businesses who are brick and mortar, and they just don't necessarily want to have the clients come in and they can just do everything on the curbside. So we have seen uptick in that. And like Bailey's specialty, going into the e-commerce world, a lot of those brick and mortars are now selling those products online. And we have ways to integrate into websites and softwares as well, and even help businesses create softwares. So that's one of the things that I have seen an uptick in recently.
Again, that I would agree with that. A lot of fear in our industry right now. I mean, I think that the credit card processing game is all about residuals. It's about creating income over a period of time. And, you know, the business that you're doing in August, you're getting paid for that in September and October. So I think at the beginning of the coronavirus kind of overtaking our economy, what we saw was a lot of fear, a lot of people trying to hold their book as close to their chest as possible, when the MP Group more took a stance of growth and and value. We really wanted to put ourselves out there from a consultant style capacity to interact with as many businesses as we could. And that's really what has, you know, defined our actions over like the last 6 months. It's what's brought us here to speak with you, John. So, you know, like I said, a lot of fear, a lot of those solutions that were probably already present in the market for most people just getting utilized in a different way to try to keep themselves as touch free as possible. And then another thing that we've noticed in our industry is that there are industries that, you know, needed that merchant services review and they didn't even know it due to this federal coin shortage. There's a lot of businesses that are having a lot of trouble giving change right now. People are under the thought, you know, kind of the thought process behind that is that change is dirty, don't want to carry it around, don't want to hand it to people and, you know, get contaminated change back from people. So the shortage of coins, the shortage of small bills, $1 bills and small cash values, that has made a big difference in a lot of industries that are accepting credit cards now that weren't before because they were taking check and cash payments. And it's a little bit more difficult now. So we've kind of transitioned into some of those smaller ticket clients as well.
Now, I read somewhere where there are, and you can correct me on this number, but something like 14 or 15,000 merchant services representatives out there in the country. There's a lot of competition and people have a lot of alternatives and, you know, they get a lot of some businesses get a lot of unsolicited phone calls every day on that. I mean, what makes y'all special and what really sets you apart relative to all the competition that's out there?
I think it's two pieces. So the first part of it, I'll let Roderick expound on this if he wishes as well, but the acquisition piece is big for us because the way we acquire business leads to better retention. Most of our clients, well, a lot of our clients are, you know, stone's throw from Acworth and Paulden County. 90-95% of our clients are within an hour of Atlanta. And then we have a nationwide presence due to some of those relationships that we've created with software website people as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the way that we're creating business for ourselves is networking and talking to business owners and sending them referrals and creating value and helping them grow in their business. And then leaning on that relationship in order to kind of be their chosen merchant services provider. Realistically, there's not a huge difference in competitive advantage. We're an independent sales organization, so we could make the rate as low as market possibility. Now, we wouldn't make any money doing that, but because we acquire business in a networking fashion, a face-to-face fashion through relationships, that leads to a lot more retention for us, a lot longer period of time that we're making that recurring income. And the second part of that differentiator to me is kind of how we handle things on the back end. You know, I could sum it up with just a couple of words or be as verbose about it as I want, but realistically, it all comes down to the fact that we answer our cell phone. You can call us at any time of the day, and we're very good at communicating with one another, with our team, whatever those resources look like. That just keeps, you know, leaning on that relationship early and then keeping that relationship strong with good communication. That's really where, you know, where the hill that we choose to die on. If we're not doing that, we're not doing our job, and something is strange in the MP group, but we haven't had that, we haven't had that happen yet. We've been able to keep those loops closed and keep in contact with all of our clients, no matter where they are. So it's been good. I don't know about, you know, how Roderick feels about it, but I think those are the two biggest differentiators for us.
Roderick?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. When you look at that number, it is a ton of merchant services reps that are out there, but you got to look at the amount of time that they have been out there. There's a lot that start into this industry, and like Bailey mentioned, it's a residual base how you get paid, and it's difficult for a lot of reps to stick with it over time. One of the things that we say here is that it is a crock pot and not a microwave. And you have to have a correct mindset to get over that hump, because now I've been doing it overall for about 7 years now. So I've kind of built those relationships that are necessarily to get the referrals, and it sticks around. So it's not where we have to go out and knock on 100 doors a day and get rejected 99 times a day. What we do is we lean on the relationships, and we receive a ton of referrals from our partners as well as our current clients. Because again, once we establish the relationship, we begin to hold that hand, and we never let that hand go. With us having clients in California, we get late night calls when they're trying to close out if they have an issue. And what we do, we pick up the phone and we answer it, because we understand that we're a large part of their revenue source. So it's just holding everyone's hand and getting those relationships is what helps to set us apart from the 14,000 others that are out and about.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I got that number right or not, but I heard it was some crazy number. But I guess the point, though, I mean, it's awesome that you really build your business organically, as opposed to the old smiling and dialing or whatever you want to call it, treatment. So there's no better way to grow your business than getting a nice, warm referral, right?
If that's the way, that's our main way that we get the businesses, like say from referrals. We do a lot of networking groups as well as truly building foundational relationships instead of just surface ones. And people are comfortable with saying, hey, go talk to Bailey, go talk to Roderick. They're going to shoot you straight, regardless of if they can help you, magnificent. If you're in a situation where they can't, they'll give you the education you need to make that best decision. And we do not mind telling someone, hey, look, this is where you are. We can or can't do this, instead of setting up some false expectation and waving my left hand and then poking you with the right just to get you to sign up. So everyone that we work with, they know we're going to do them right by that. And that has helped us to be successful.
Folks, you just heard Roderick Ricks, and he's here with Bailey Cooper, and both these gentlemen are with the MP Group. One of the things that I think I heard in our some pre-show conversation that we had was that I think makes you also unique and helpful to a lot of folks is how you handle contracts with your clients. Maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, I got it. So the way that, so everything, I actually just had this conversation with one of my clients earlier this morning, was getting some investment funding for her business and asked what were the terms of her contract for her merchant services agreement with us. Well, in reality, when you open up a merchant services account, you are just signing a merchant services agreement. That process probably takes about 15 minutes. Doesn't take good credit. If you can fog a spoon, more than likely you can get approved for a merchant account. The way that there are some businesses out there that will put you in a 3-year term and say, okay, you chose to do credit card processing with us. We're gonna lock you in for 3 years. And if you leave, we're going to charge you about $500 just to make sure that we break even. Well, we don't do anything time sensitive. So if your business, you know, in January was credit card heavy, and then March comes around and you have to take a big pivot because something like a pandemic happens, we're okay with closing that merchant account until your business is at a point where you need that again. And that feeds up. We have a huge, and I would bet anything that an overwhelmingly higher percentage of us have repeat clients than your typical merchant services provider. So when clients leave us, they come back, which is not the trend in the merchant services or business services in general. So the way that those contracts work is that they're not really contracts. No time obligation, no fee to leave us at any time. We want to be there for the solidarity and effectiveness of your business. If our relationship or our solution isn't benefiting your business in one way or the other, then let's trim the fat and level set and see what we can do to benefit one another or spend our time more effectively and more intentionally elsewhere, which is not a bad conversation to have with anyone. I think that people that hear, you know, you kind of have the best interest in mind, even if it's kind of not what they want to hear, is a better conversation than most people are prepared to have it. But we don't lock in anyone to anything. You know, we go on a date with our merchants, not get married to them.
That's right.
So
that's right.
If they need us in any capacity, it doesn't really matter for us. Contract, no contract, post-service, pre-service, whatever.
And it's an accountability thing for us as well. When we are building that relationship, we share with them that we're going to be with them and help them with whatever that situation is. And that's why we don't push in a contract, because it obligates us to do what we say. If we say, you know, based off of your business, your rate should be in this particular zone, then if they're not, we can fix it. But if you don't like it, you can leave at any time. And with us not having any contracts, that truly makes us do what we say that we're going to do. And that is what has helped to bring the value to the relationships, which has made them much stickier than normal situations.
And I think that's what some small business owners, I don't know how many, but I, you know, I hear this from more than a few, complain about are the gotcha contracts, right? That they sign and they don't realize they last for much longer than they thought, and they get stuck with fees. And what you're offering here is something where, hey, we're renewing the contract every month. And if you're happy this month, then let's do it again next month. Right. I mean, that sounds like a much more palatable kind of offering.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell kind of a short success story, if you don't mind, John.
Please.
We truly do see people that are in some pretty hairy situations from a merchant services perspective due to paperwork, specifically leases. So if I were to give a piece of advice to business owners, it probably don't lease anything ever.
You mean the equipment, just to be clear,
not credit card equipment.
Okay. Gotcha.
So okay. if you're leasing credit card equipment, we've seen people, put people in leases for 3 and 4 machines for a couple $100 a month, when in, you know, they probably have $500 worth of equipment total and are paying, you know, $150 a month on a 4-year lease for, equipment. So credit card machines are not that expensive. If you need them and you still don't even want to use us for credit card processing, I'd rather do that than somebody sit there and pay for an over the top lease. So we've had a client come across Roderick's desk recently that was paying a couple $100 for a Clover lease. And we were able to get them a terminal, standalone terminal, and they were doing a lot of processing. So we were able to save them about $3,000 a year, which was able to kind of break even on that lease. Now they kind of let that lease run out for about a year while they were using us for processing, using the equipment for what they could use it for, sent that equipment back. And then we were able to actually get them a machine for about $400 versus what that $150 a month were for the exact same machine, same functionality. So we do have those times where we kind of weather the storm with merchants, get through it, help them and service them to the best of our ability at that time. And then we have, you know, those really good success stories where, you know, a year down the road, you've been in contact with someone a ton of times and they're finally able to get out of that lease and you're able to put them in the situation that they need to most effectively run their business.
Wow. Great stuff here from Bailey Cooper and Roderick Ricks from the MP Group. So if I'm stuck in one of these contracts, will y'all kind of help me read the fine print and figure out what I can do to get out of it, or when my exit clause is?
Yeah, exactly. What we try to do first is educate. Credit, as I've been told over the years, credit card processing was created to confuse. And what we try to do is just bring an education to it on how it works. A lot of businesses are magnificent at what they do, but they just don't know how to work that business service. So we would go over with you and say, hey, look, I apologize, John, that you did sign this paper, but these are some of the options that help you get through it better. And for us, even if a business is in one of those contracts and it makes sense for us and the business, sometimes we'll help them get out of that contract, you know, help them pay that off, or provide a plan for them to get out of that so we can get them there. So whatever we can do to help that business move forward is what we want to do. And again, that's even if they're not with us, because they're not with us now, but they're going to be in business for many years and they know other business owners that they can tell. So we're open to talk to everyone about credit card processing.
Let's talk a little bit about the software integration you mentioned, because that strikes me as something that's a real unique value that you offer as well. I mean, I don't hear a lot of credit card merchant reps talking about their capabilities there. So that strikes me that you mentioned that right on the at the top of this interview as something that's a unique feature you offer, unique value.
Sure, absolutely. I'll elaborate a little bit more. So what, you know, there's three aspects to credit card processing. There's the technology piece, and then there's the industry knowledge, and then there's the sales acumen. So when I first started my credit card processing journey at 19 years old, you can imagine there was not a lot of sales acumen, and there was definitely not a lot of industry knowledge. So what I leaned on was my understanding of technology. So I was able to go into older business owners that wasn't a very, you know, technologically sound solution and sell to them based on my expertise in the technology realm. Well, what I understood was that these technology problems aren't older business owner problems. They transcend different industries. So within those verticals, you find pieces of software or solutions or websites or CRMs or whatever you want to call your system management tool. You find that these software solutions, these technology solutions, are highly underserviced for this industry. So as an example, we have I'll use one of my own clients as an example, actually. So we had a skydiving zone in my town about 40 miles west of Atlanta and out there. And I walked into this skydiving zone one day. And when you're out cold calling in your hometown, you know, the skydiving zone isn't necessarily the most boring place to walk in and cold call. So it wasn't a hard call to make. So I got in there, talked to some people and talked to the software that they were using, and the software wasn't very robust at all. So we got in contact with that software company and were able to perform a payment integration for those people so that they were actually able to run the payments inside of the software that was managing jump times and everything else for these landing zones, and just make it a little bit easier, and then introduce him actually to some software developers that were able to help him build out a couple of extra key features that he needed to make his software more viable without spending a ton of money. So that software space, that technology space, is something that I've always leaned on in my in my credit card processing career. Good kind of candidates or clients for that are people that are using a piece of technology but have a bunch of money in the bank and want to look at building their own and kind of tapping into the industry that they know and selling that, or people that like franchises do it a lot, where they're, you know, 100 locations and they're kind of paying $5,000 or more a month in franchise fees for software, when they know that, you know, they can probably take about $30,000 and build the exact same thing and make their money back in 6 months. So that software integration piece, I'll tell you the reason that you don't hear a lot of merchant services people, because it sounds pretty straightforward. Sounds like a home run when you get those relationships. They're lucrative for a long time. As long as that software is, you know, actively boarding new clients, you're actively boarding new clients for credit card processing. The problem is that it's a really long game. And not a lot of credit card processors want to play it. You know, that connection that I made with that person at that skydiving zone software was about 2.5 years ago. And they've only been boarding deals maybe for 6 months. So it's a long cycle sale. The technology changes happen over a long period of time. The collaboration and relationship creating with those people that are, you know, they're based out of Wisconsin. So it's a little bit harder to kind of build that relationship, and it's a longer cycle, slower sell. So there's not a lot of credit card processors that want to play that game. And if they do, then they're the staples of the game, you know, so that those are our home run go on vacation referrals, those type of people, but just not a lot of people that want to play that game and lean on that relationship for such a long period of time. So.
Wow. So you mentioned networking and the networking that you help your clients do. Why don't you say a little more about that?
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, what we do is we do both open and closed networking groups. Like I said, that has been the way that we have truly built relationships, and not just for ourselves, but for our clients as well. Our main thing is bringing value to the table. And yes, there is value in being able to call your merchant services provider. There's value in being able to save money. But if you needed something and you didn't know how to get it, I want to be that value piece where you can call and I can get you someone. Just as a example, yesterday, I had a client who asked me about payroll services. And because I am in these different networking groups, not only was I able to help him with his credit card processing, by the time we got off the phone, I had finished an email with a payroll person that could get him what he needed. And same thing with investing for a homes. I had another client that called and asked, was interested in learning more about the real estate to build another stream of revenue. And because of the networking, not only can I help him with credit card processing, I was able to connect him with a real estate agent that can put him in a proper position. So what we've done is go to these groups, build the relationships. And recently, as we were making the pivot back in March, we provided that platform for our clients in themselves, because a lot of our clients were used to going to these groups and there were no more groups because we couldn't physically go anywhere. So Bailey and I and Mike and Jay, we came up with the idea of let's provide a platform. So we host our own virtual networking group where we can allow our clients to get out and still make those connections and build those relationships so they can build their business. Because again, as long as our clients are building their business, that internally helps us. So networking has been one of the major staples of us continuing to grow and build from here.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with that. The if I can add something
sure,
really quick.
Please.
Networking, our virtual event has been really, really good. Our closed seat networking event has been really, really good. And something that Roderick and I talked about yesterday that we actually do really, really well, that we kind of undervalued our skill. So if you're talking about like ranking referrals, you know, high volume credit card processing businesses are really good. Softwares are really good. But when you're talking about what we see mostly what people are connecting us with are power networkers, other movers and shakers, other business services that are talking to business services on a daily basis. And the reason is that we hunt and seek these people out that are really, really good at their job and are going to take care of our referrals like they were their own. That's the reason that, you know, it's so powerful from a sales and relationship perspective when someone from the MP group sends you a referral to someone, it comes highly vetted. We take very, very serious care of who we kind of let into our inner loop from a referral perspective. So, you know, any movers and shakers, people that are really looking to step into the networking scene are great connections for us as well.
Another great value add. Y'all are full of them. So that's pretty awesome. Great stuff here from Roderick Ricks and Bailey Cooper with the MP Group. So good clients for you. I mean, I know anyone that accepts a credit card theoretically is a good client for you. But I mean, who are the, maybe the way to answer the question is who are the maybe the typical kinds of clients that you generally maybe either save the most money for, or just generally you really outperform their current provider? Any particular instances there?
Yeah, with those businesses that are utilizing Square, PayPal, Stripe, even QuickBooks to take their payments. Now, QuickBooks is great for the accounting software, but that payment processing that they have is not necessarily the best way to take the payments. On those four that I mentioned, we generally are saving businesses anywhere from a half to a whole percent. So it's one of those things where we could save you up to $10 per $1,000 that you swipe. And as you get into the $100,000 range, which we have plenty of businesses who do that, that's a big savings. And so when we talk about number wise, no, saving money, that's great. But again, there's two layers on top of that, where if you have an issue with a chargeback or you have an issue with an abnormally large sale, those companies are going to hold your funds from up to 30 to 120 days. Mm. Where with us, all you have to do is say, hey, Roderick, I know I normally run $10,000 sales, but I have one for $62,000. Please, John, send me that invoice, and I will go ahead and talk to a risk underwriter and get that pushed through in 3 to 4 days compared to 30, 60, 90 days. And another thing is our businesses that we work with, you know, we try our best to find them leads. I can guarantee that those large vendors are never going to call John and say, hey, John, who's another good person that you like to get on your show? Share with me who is a target client for you, and I'll do my best as I'm searching through my business contacts to get that person for you. So, you know, those things are what differentiate us from those businesses. So again, if you're using Square, you're using PayPal, you're using Stripe, QuickBooks, please let us know, because we'll be more than happy to do that no cost, no obligation merchant review and let you know how we can help you.
Sure. And then to add a little bit on top of that, retail and restaurants are kind of the rubber stamp of the credit card processing industry. Those are the easiest ones to get approved and get processing pretty quick. So retail and restaurants, Main Street style business, those are always good. We love those people because those people tend to be a part of their, a little bit more invested in their community with their business as well, which is a huge aspect of what we do at the MP Group. Anybody that comes to your house and fixes stuff. So somebody that, you know, your plumber coming to fix your toilet, your electrician coming to add a new light switch, your HVAC person coming to help you not sweat to death in the Georgia heat, any of those people coming to your house, you want to make sure that, you know, as a business that you're able to take the payment in the method that is the most secure and safe for your business. So you want to be able to come into someone's house, take their credit card right there, swipe the credit card, get out. So anybody that comes to your house and fixes stuff, those are pretty good referrals for us as well. And then if I wanted to kind of outline, one more, you know, really, really good style of referral for us are typically like the automotive industry, like the roadside repair industry. That's been really big, especially over like the last 6 months. So any companies that are doing roadside repair have like 10x'd their credit card volume in the last 6 months. So those are really, really good referrals for us as well. And they usually have like call this number and put the credit card information, old touch tone or address verification style systems, like literally from early 2000s. So that's one of those other markets that I've identified recently that's kind of lacking in both the technology and the kind of the customer service aspect.
Wow, this has been great, guys. Lots, I think, for folks that have been listening to this and that take credit cards, that need merchant services in their business, a lot for them to think about. So let's get to the most important question and answer, which is for those that are thinking about it and need to be in touch, tell them how they can do that.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I'll say the best way is for you to just give us a call. I mean, you can give us a call, you know, at the office, or you can call us on our cell phone. The office number is 770-818-6188. You always can go to gompgroup.com to look us up that way. Bailey and I are heavy on LinkedIn, so please look up at Roderick Ricks or Bailey Cooper on LinkedIn, and we'll be more than happy to connect with you. And you can keep listening to this show here to find out more about us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead.
And our email addresses are just our first names at GoMP Group. I feel like it'd be hard for people to remember our cell phone numbers, but that'll be what you lock in your phone once you actually get in touch with us. But sure. Yeah, that phone number Roderick gave and our email addresses, LinkedIn, any form of social media, pretty good ways to get in touch with us.
Great stuff. Roderick Ricks and Bailey Cooper from the MP Group. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, John. We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder, if you've got another headache that involves administrative tasks, maybe you need to work on your business instead of in the middle of it with a big pile of paper. Maybe you've got a bookkeeping problem you need to get solved. I've got an answer that involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo, and she's the chief executive angel over at Office Angels. She's got a team of angels that have been working virtually for 18 years, so this environment does not phase them in the least. They know how to work virtually. And what she does is listen, Essie does, is listen to your problem and pick out the angel that on her team that's the best to solve that problem. And they fly in, get it solved, and fly back out. And they work on an ongoing or as-needed basis, whatever you need. So give Essie a call, 770-442-9246, or go to officeangels.us for more information. When you get in touch with Essie, let her know that you heard about her from us. So also just wanted to ask if you will, if you're a fan of this show and you like what we're trying to do here, it would be helpful to us, but really helpful to our guest who we're trying to promote the great work that they do out there for folks, is go to your favorite podcast app and find us there. Go to North Fulton Business, the NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com is the search term, and find us on your favorite app, subscribe, but give us a great rating, because what that does is it helps people find the show and helps folks find out from the great work that folks like Bailey and Roderick are doing to help serve. So that's something we'd really appreciate you doing. You can also go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com and find our entire archive of some 260 some shows at this point. So we've got a lot of great business leaders that we've interviewed over the years. Social media, we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, North Fulton BRX. So for my guests, Roderick Ricks and Bailey Cooper, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.